איש מלחמה,
a warrior.
עוד סיבה לעבוד על השמחה. There's another reason to work on your happiness. היא משום שלוקח זמן רב עד שזוכים לתקן את הברית והיסוד. It takes a long time until one merits to fix the brit, to fix the yesod. ובזמן הזה עוברות על האדם הרבה ירידות. And during that period of time that person is working, comes upon him a lot of downs. He also has also a lot of downs. ולכן כאשר האדם עובד על כך שיזכה להיות בשמחה תמיד. And therefore, when a person merits, when a person works, and this, that he will always merit to always be besimcha, הירידות שלו יהיו קצרות. His downs will be short. ומיד יהפכו לעליות, ירידה לצורך עלייה. And immediately they will change into ups. All those downs, through happiness, and happy from every situation, it will be into an up, it will change into an up. אבל בלא עבודה על השמחה, but without working on the simcha, הירידות מתארכות מאוד. The downs, they lengthen. מלבד מה שיכולות להפוך לנפילות, besides the fact that they might turn into falls, down doesn't not necessarily mean fall. You don't want a down to turn into a fall. You want to change it, the down into an up. Once you fall into a fall, then the בעיה יותר גדולה. וממילא האדם לא מצליח להגיע לתיקון שלו. Yeah, and then a person cannot reach his תיקון. כי צריך להיות זריז בעבודתו. A person has to be זריז. What's it called? Ezra, how do you say זריז?
Alacritus.
Alacritus. Alacritus. Alacritus. Alacritus.
Quick.
What?
Quick,
yeah. What does that mean? נפלת? תקום. You fell, get up. You know the war. You don't fall and you say, okay, אני כבר. You fell, get up. Get up, run. What? They're coming at us. They're coming. כמו חייל במלחמה. Like a soldier during war. שכשנופל, הוא לא מתחיל לחשוב מה קרה לי. אלא כמה, משה לרוץ. When he falls, he even gets a bullet in his leg. He doesn't think, oh, I got a bullet. Oh. No, he gets up and runs for his life. כן? כך גם במלחמת היצר. Same thing with מלחמת היצר. אדם שנופל צריך מיד לקום. A person who falls needs immediately to get up ולהאמין שהכל מהשם והכל לטובה, and to believe that everything is from Hashem and everything is good. ואין אדם עומד על דבר הלכה אלא אם כן נכשל בו. A person will not realize what to do in life, right, his mistakes, unless he stumbles. Only then he realizes. הוא מוצא במה לשמוח ומשיך הלאה. You have to find what to be happy with and right away continue. ממילא הירידות שלו הן קצרות ומיד זוכה לעלייה. So automatically all his downs change. They're short and they change immediately into an up. Uplifting. לכן, therefore, בשביל לזכות לתיקון הברית, in order to merit תיקון הברית, לקדושת העיניים, קדושת הברית, האדם צריך לעבוד על השמחה. A person has to work on his happiness. כל אדם שיהיה בשמחה, any man which will be בשמחה, הוא יחיה ויתקן וילמד ויתפלל. He will live and he will fix and he will learn and he will pray. ויהיה לו כוח לעבור ירידות ועליות. And he will have the כוח to go through downs and ups, which is the only way to work, only through ups and downs. הוא יעבוד על האמונה, על הענווה ועל כל המידות. He will work on his אמונה. And as you... humbleness, humility, right? And on all the midas, when he works on simcha. רבי נתן מברסלב ישב פעם מנה צדיקים ואמר. רבי נתן מברסלב, once he sat, he was counting, counting צדיק, this צדיק is like this, this צדיק is like that, right? And he said, צדיק פלוני זכה למעלתו מפני שהייתה בו כך התחזקו. This צדיק reached this level that he reached because he had this amount of strengthening himself. וצדיק אלמוני זכה למעלה יותר גבוהה, and this צדיק, he married a higher level, מפני שהייתה לו יותר התחזקות, because he had a lot, he had more strengthening himself when he had his fault. וצדיק אחר עוד יותר למעלה גדולה, דפת צדיק with a greater mile than the other one, יד מועד חזקוס, וכך הלך הוא מנע צדיקים ותלה את מעלתם ודרגתם על את השם כפי מיד התחזקות שלהם. And then he, that's how he went and he was counting this tzaddik, that tzaddik, right? Pointing them out. Until he, right? And he said that all that was, each one succeeded according to how much itchazkus, how much strengthening himself he had done. And it's false. ובסוף סיים בעצמו ואמר, at the end he said about himself, ומה שזכיתי אני, and what I narrated to reach such a high level, he means, right? The high ממש, הבינתן. ומפני שיש לי הרבה מאוד התחזקות, because I have a lot of התחזקות. Every time I miss, Hashem loves me, and it's offer my Hashem all these falls. I'm not sure. Hashem just wants me to fight, fall forward, and fight. Get התחזקות, and that's how he merited to get to his, where he reached. כי כל הצדיקים עבר עליהם מה שעבר, כל אחד מהם. All צדיקים had to go through what they had to go through, and each צדיק had to go through a lot. אלפים ורבבות ירידות, thousands and tens of thousands of downs. ומה שזכו, and what they merit their high level, הוא רק בגלל שהייתה להם התחזקות גדולה. It's just because they had very strong התחזקות, strengthening themselves. והם שמחו בעצם העובדה שהם זוכים לעבוד השם. They were happy in the actual fact that they're serving Hashem. Not for the result, but look, we have falls, we have downs. No, they were happy by the fact that they're serving Hashem. Not enough. You don't have to. It's not enough to be happy. שזה נתן להם כוח להמשיך הלאה בהקשנות ובלי שום נאות. That gave them the כוח to continue on with stubbornness, without any tiredness, not falling back. עד שעלו למעלות רמות מאוד, until they reach very very high levels. אבל אנשים שאין להם שמחה, the people which do not have שמחה, והם לא עובדים לקנות את השכל של ההתחזקות, they don't work on acquiring this שכל of התחזקות. You have to work with this התחזקות. הם זזים לאט, they're moving very slowly. ועד שמחליטים להתחזק קצת, עובר זמן. Until they decide to strengthen themselves, passes a lot of time. ושוב לשרידה, and they're ready to fall into another down. שנמשכת כמה שנמשכת, which takes a certain amount of time. ולכן לא רואים תוצאות לעבודתם. Therefore, they don't see results to all this work. They're working for years. Because if a person just worked, but every time he has a down, he worked with the itchazkus, then he'll be מצליח. He'll have success. וכל שכן כאשר נופלים לייאוש מוחלט ונופלים לגמרי מכל העבודה ומכל הרצון שמשמור. Or the most of someone falls completely to complete despair, and they fall completely from all this avodah of Shema Dainayim, and they leave all this will Hashem Yishmo. Rotzim shetirtzim. From Shamayim, they want a person to want to want. Okay, they want you to, us to want to want. You don't do video anymore?
Come back after Purim.
Purim?
Time to learn.
Okay. כל מה שאנחנו לומדים על הקדושה, הכל הכל תלוי בשמחה והתחזקות. The person should mark this in his mark, in his heart, this sentence. Everything we learn about kedusha, it all depends on how much happiness and התחזקות the person has. Yeah, כל הזמן. You feel the down, first of all, strengthen yourself. Then you can continue working on kedusha. All depends on being happy. ובאמת התחזקות היא מקצוע שלם. In truth, התחזקות itself is a whole
professional.
It's a whole professional itself. שכל אחד צריך ללמוד ולהשקיע בו ולהתפלל עליו הרבה עד שהוא יהפוך לחלק בלתי נפרד מדרך המחשבה שלו. Everyone has to learn and put a lot of effort into it to dive in for it. Right? Until it turns into a person's way of thinking. He doesn't think down of himself. Never. Something happens, it's all Hashem. He trains himself to think that way. Doesn't fall into despair, into sadness. אבל צריך להאיר בסייעת הנשמה את הנקודה היסודית ביותר בחומרת ההתכסות. But we have to enlighten את השם זה the most fundamental point in this whole עניין המתחסקוס. Which is what we'll see right now. אדם שנופל לעצבות כתוצאה מהדברים ששפגם לא שייך לומר לו תהיה בשמחה. Person that falls to sadness as a result of all the sins that he had, all the blemishes that he has blemished, it's not shy to tell him now, oh, Diva Simcha, so what if you went with all the goyos in the neighborhood? Diva Simcha! It's not so shy to tell a person such a thing sometimes. Yeah? Zelo bekocho, it's not in his place, not in his power to deal with it right now. It's כמו שתגיד לו, תן לי מיליון דולר. בפרט שהשמחה עצמה תלויה בתיקון הברית, especially that the simcha itself depends on תיקון הברית, and is not there yet, so אלא צריכים לתת לו את נקודת המבט הנכונה והאמיתית. Rather, we need to give a person and give ourselves the right perspective of looking at things in the right way, and להבין את תפקידו ואת הדרך שבה הולך, to understand a person who understands what he, what his job in the world is, right, as a human being, right, and then to show him the way that he has to walk. Mimero yavin shem akol atzmi. When a person understands what his job is, then he understands there's no room for sadness. Let's see what that is. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Omer Sha'ikar Ratzon. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says the main thing is the will, like Rav Auch has been speaking the past few months. The will, desire. עיקר התועלת שיש לאדם זוכה ללמוד בספר הזה הוא שמתעורר אצלו רצון לזכות בקדושה. And the main advantage that comes out of a person learning this book that we're learning today, right, is that it awakens his will to merit קדושה. I want קדושה. I'm learning about such great things, such beautiful things. I want קדושה. והחיזוק המרכזי בכל החיים של האדם, and the main חיזוק of person in all the person's life, והנקודה הטובה שבא עליו לשמוח כל מחייו, and the good point a person always has to be happy is נקודת הרצון, the point of the will. Yeah, like Rav Auch said, right, that a person always has a will. If a person has it, looks just as a neshama without the body, without the taivas that a person has, just looks at the neshama itself in front of Hashem. What does the neshama want? Only Hashem, and who am I? I'm the neshama, not the body. The body is going to go to the kever, and worms is going to be food for the worms, right? But the neshama is what remains. That's me, right? After a person dies, what do you have? Just the neshama, no body, right? So, just the neshama is who I am, and what do I want? I only want Hashem. A person has to always be happy with this point. I always want Hashem. I always want it. That the fact that I'm not doing things yet, I have a body also. The body wants me this and wants that and all of that. But me, I only want Hashem. That's נקודת התחזקות, a very important נקודה. כן? מדוע הרצון הוא נקודת ההתחזקות המרכזית? Why is it the main strengthening point? מכיוון שאין דרך מקוצרת לקרוא ספר מיד לקלם בשלמות כל מה שקרה ולמד. Because there's no... And a person always has to go with the ratzon, because it's impossible to read a book and immediately you're going to do everything that says in the book. You read Bluki Shalom and you become Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. If there was a way like that, I knew Yechim Riyot, oh, he writes the same example I said. We could have been Moshe Rabbeinu in 2 weeks. We read the book and we become Moshe Rabbeinu. Ay, ay, ay.
I'm not
going to read it. Yom Echad Sefer. או שומעים דיסק השמירת העיניים, מיד שומעים כל החיים. You read a book one day, you hear a CD of Rav Auch, right? And the next day you cry your eyes for the rest of your life. It doesn't work that way. למחרת קוראים על ספר הקז, the next day you read a book about anger, and then the next day you're clean of anger. It doesn't work that way. The third day you hear about Tavas and Maman, and then you become holy. Okay? In two, 3 weeks, you fix everything, and you can depart this world. It doesn't work that way. אבל כל אחד מבין שלא ככה את הדברים. It doesn't work this way. אלא כשאתה לומד בספר, מתעורר אצלך רצון When you read a book, you arise the will with it, which is in you. You arise it, yeah? It arouses. Ratzon lakachat al atzmecha et ha-mesiyema. You get a desire, a will, a strong desire, to take upon yourself this mission. She'im esimat ha-chaim, which is the mission of life. Lizkot le-tikun ha-brit, v'lizkot le-tshuva shlema, to merit tikun ha-brit, merit complete tshuva. Ve'alecha litpalel harbe, she'ye lecha ratzon chazak v'takif. A person has to daven a lot, that he will have a strong will, and a firm will. Yeah. ושלא תחלש, שלא תפסיק, עד שתזכה להוציא את הרצון בפרקות. And then it won't weaken. It won't stop until I merit to take it out from potential and the will to actual, to action. ועל דבר הזה צריך התחסות גדולה. This, on this point, needs a lot of strengthening. כי הדרך לזכות את תשובה שלמה, the way to merit complete תשובה, ובפרט בנושא תיקון הברית, היא דרך ארוכה מפותלת, ועל האדם לעבור הרבה מאוד עליות וירידות. Especially in this subject of Tikkun HaBrit, it's a long and windy path. A lot of ups and downs, around the mountain, through the mountain, under the mountain sometimes. כן? ואם האדם יסתכל על עצמו ויבחן את עצמו על פי מבחן התוצאה, and if a person will judge himself and look at himself according to the results, the way today I didn't do it, תהיינו שירי כמה הוא נכשל, meaning that he will see how much he's stumbled, וכמה הוא לא מצליח, how much he's not succeeding, וכמה הוא עדיין רחוק מהם משמירת העיניים, משמירת המחשבה, right, and how much he's so much far distance from שמירת העיניים and guarding his thoughts and everything. If a person looks like that, הוא יתייאש מהר מאוד, he will despair very, very fast. זה בכלל לא חוכמה להסתכל על הפילות. It's not a big wisdom, not a big חוכמה to look at your faults. No. למה אתה מסתכל על התוצאה? Why are you looking at the result? כי חשבת שמיד תקראת הספר תוכל לשנות כל המוח המחשבה שלך לזכות על המחשבה ושמרת עליהם שלמות? Well, you thought that right away you read the book, you'll merit שמירת העיניים, שמירת המחשבה, cleaving to Hashem, תפילה בשלמות. Of course not. ברור שלא. אם כן, למה למדת את הספר? So how come you learned the book? למדת את הספר כדי לזכות לרצון בדרך הארוכה המפותלת. We open this book so we always continue with the desire and the will to push ourselves. We still want. So what if I fail? I want to continue. כדי שתמשיך לרצות גם כשתראה כשאתה לא מצליח. In order for us to continue to desire and want this mission that we took upon ourselves. שמירת העיניים, שמירת הברית. Even when we don't have success. גם בעליות וגם בירידות, both in the ascent and in descent. למדת את הספר, we learned this book, כדי שככל שתתגברנה המניות, that as more as the obstacles get stronger, your desire, your will get stronger over the obstacles. כי אתה צריך לדעת, the person has to know. שהמניות באות, why does a person have obstacles? Rabbeinu said explicitly, in order to strengthen his will. A person has meniot in order to strengthen his will. That's why he has all kinds of obstacles. Like going to Uman. So many people have so many obstacles going to Uman. The wife, the this, the that, the money, the kids, his Rebbe from America, I don't know what, all kinds of shtuyot. It's all shtuyot. Why it's all shtuyot? Because the Rebbe said to go, so you need to go. So how come there's all kinds of obstacles? How come? In order to strengthen your will, to know that really you need to go. If you really you want to go, then you're going to go. Levin, everyone here. It's almost Rosh Hashanah, you know, it's only 8 months to Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, that's my Breslev, there's Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then there's Erev Rosh Hashanah again. The whole year we're all preparing for Rosh Hashanah. So, then a Breslev. No chiyuv going to the Rebbe on Shavuot. No chiyuv going to the Rebbe on Shavuot. Tov, beseder. בסדר, now we go to Bruti Shalom.